March 16, 1927. As Jesus was conceived, he formed the retiring of his kingdom with creatures. In the divine will, there are universal acts that are needed in order to impetrate it. I was thinking about the supreme fiat and the way how this kingdom may come and be realized. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, as your Jesus was conceived, I tied again the kingdom of my divine will with creatures. It was necessary for it to take absolute dominion in my humanity, and to have its life free in all my acts, to be able to lay its kingdom as it wanted within my humanity. So, everything I did, works, prayers, breathing, heartbeat and sufferings, were bonds and retirings between the kingdom of my fiat and creatures. I represented the new Adam, who not only was to give the remedies in order to save them, but was to redo, to restore, what the old Adam had lost. This is why it was necessary for me to take on human nature, to be able to enclose in it what the creature had lost and, through me, give it back again. It was justice that my divine will have a human nature at its disposal, that would oppose itself in nothing, so as to be able to lay its kingdom, once again, in the midst of creatures. More so, since a human nature had taken away from it its rights to reign, and so another one was needed, that would return its rights to it. Therefore, my coming upon earth was not for redemption alone. On the contrary, the primary purpose was to form the kingdom of my will within my humanity, in order to give it back to creatures. If it were not so, my coming upon earth would have been an incomplete work, unworthy of a God, as no less I would not have been able to restore the work of creation, the order with which it came out of our creative hands, as our will was to reign in everything. Now, so that these retirings that my humanity formed between the kingdom of my will and creatures might have validity, life and recognition, it was necessary that I choose one creature who, being entrusted with the special office of making known this kingdom of my will, would bind to herself all these retirings that my will had formed with my humanity, receiving the power to transmit these retirings of my kingdom to the other creatures. This is why I remain in the depth of your soul, maintaining the life of my supreme fiat to bind these retirings and to lay its kingdom in them. And I speak to you so much about it, as I have not done with anyone else until now. Therefore, be attentive, because this is about the greatest thing, to restore the order of creation between the Creator and the creature. Not only this, but it was necessary that I first choose one creature who would live in the divine fiat, in order to receive from her universal acts, because my will is universal, it is present everywhere, there is no creature that does not receive its life. By withdrawing from my will, man rejected a universal good. He took away from God the universal glory, adoration and love. Now, in order to give back this kingdom, these universal goods, first he wants, by right, a creature to whom, as she lives in this fiat, he may communicate this universal act. And as she loves, adores, glorifies, prays, she may constitute herself, together with his very will, universal love for all, adoration and glory for each creature. And diffusing her prayer as if each one were praying, she prays in a universal way that the kingdom of the divine fiat may come into the midst of creatures. When a good is universal, universal acts are needed in order to obtain it, and only in my will are there these acts. As you love in it, your love extends wherever my will is. And my will feels your love in every place, it feels itself followed everywhere, therefore it feels in you the original love, just as it had established for the creature to love it in the beginning of creation. It feels its own echo in your love, that does not know how to love with little and finite love, but with infinite and universal love. It feels the first love of Adam before he sinned, when he did nothing but repeat the echo of the will of his Creator. And it feels as though drawn by these universal acts that follow it everywhere, to come to reign again in the midst of creatures. This is why I have chosen you, my daughter, and from their same stock, not only to manifest to you the knowledges, the goods, the prodigies of this fiat, but so that, by living in it, with your universal acts, you might incline my will to come to reign again in the midst of creatures, as in the beginning of creation. Therefore, to you it is given to unite everyone, to embrace everyone so that, finding everyone and everything in you, just as everything is found in my will, you may place harmony among them, they may exchange the kiss of peace, and my kingdom will be restored in the midst of creatures. Here, then, the necessity of the knowledges, of the wonders of my divine fiat, to dispose the creatures, to attract them to desire, to want to long for this kingdom and the goods that are in it, as well as the necessity that I first choose one creature, who, by living in my will, with her universal acts that my will itself administers to her, which are divine acts, may impetrate the kingdom of my fiat for creatures. I act like a king whose people have been rebellious against his laws. Making use of his power, the king puts some in prison, some he sends into exile, he removes from some the right of possession and some, he gives to everyone the penalty that they justly deserve. Now, in the long run, the king feels compassion for his people. He chooses one of his most faithful ministers, and opening up his sorrowful heart, he says to him, I want to trust you. Listen, I have decided to give you the mandate to call back to me the poor exiled ones, to release the prisoners, to give back the right to possess the goods that I removed from them. If they are faithful to me, I will redouble their goods, their happiness. And so he converses at length with this faithful minister, arranging everything that needs to be done. More so, since this minister was always after the king, praying him on behalf of his people, to give grace of forgiveness and reconciliation to all. Then, after having arranged everything in secret, they call the other ministers, giving them the order to let the beautiful news reach the people, in the prisons, in the exile, how the king wants to make peace with them, how he wants each one to return to his place, and all the good that the king wants to give them. And as the beautiful news spreads, they desire, they long for, they dispose themselves with their acts to receive their freedom in the kingdom they had lost. And while the news is spreading, the faithful minister is always after the king, beseeching him with incessant pleas to let the people receive the good established between the two of them. This is precisely what I have done. In fact, what can be done between two, one on one, in the secrecy of the sorrow and of the love of two beings who love each other and who want the same good, cannot be done with many. A secret sorrow and love of your Jesus, united with the soul whom I choose, has such power, I give, and she impetrates what is needed. The secret between me and you has matured the many knowledges I have given you about the kingdom of my divine fiat. It has made your many acts rise again in it. The secret between me and you has allowed me to pour out my sorrow, so long, and of so many centuries, in which, while my will was in the midst of creatures, and was life of each one of their acts, they did not recognize it, keeping it in a state of continuous agony. My daughter, a sorrow of mine, poured out in the secrecy of the heart of one who loves me, has the virtue of changing justice into mercy, and my bitternesses change into sweetnesses. Then, after I trusted you, arranging everything together with you, I called my ministers, giving them the order to make known to the people the beautiful news about my supreme fiat, the many knowledges about it, how I call everyone, that they may come into my kingdom, get out of the prison of the exile of their will, take possession of the lost goods, so as to live no longer unhappy and as slaves of the human will, but happy and free in my divine will. And just as this secret has had the virtue of allowing us to tell each other, heart to heart, the many wonderful manifestations about the eternal fiat, as this long secret of ours comes out, it will have such impact on the people that, amazed, they themselves will pray with sighs that my kingdom may come to put an end to all their evils.